"Don't be silly," said Hermione shortly. "Of course I won't be in three classes at once." "Well, then, pass the marmalade," said Hermione. "But, oh, Ron, what's it to you if my timetable's a bit full?" Hermione snapped. "I told you, I fixed it all with Professor McGonagall." Just then Hagrid entered the great hall. He was wearing his long moleskin overcoat and was absent-mindedly swinging a dead polecat from one enormous hand. "All right," he said eagerly, pausing on the way to the staff table. "You're in my first ever lesson, right after lunch. Been up since 5 getting everything ready. Hope it's okay. Me, a teacher, honestly." He grinned broadly at them and headed off to the staff table, still swinging the polecat. "Wonder what he's been getting ready," said Ron, a note of anxiety in his voice. The hall was starting to empty as people headed off towards their first lesson. Ron checked his timetable. "We'd better go. Look, divination's at the top of North Tower. It'll take us 10 minutes to get there." They finished their breakfast hastily, said goodbye to Fred and George, and walked back through the hall. As they passed the Slytherin table, Malfoy did yet another impression of a fainting fit. The shouts of laughter followed Harry into the entrance hall. The journey through the castle to North Tower was a long one. 2 years at Hogwarts hadn't taught them everything about the castle, and they had never been inside North Tower before.